How's it going? How y'all doing? Already, man. Good. That's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I used to always, you know, like you said, as a player, walk through, go to the locker room, exit the practice fields, and now, you know, being up here talking to you guys, you know, more frequently, it's going to be fun. Oh, man, yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting. I mean, just for opportunity for – I got a lot of family and friends who are big Baltimore Ravens fans for the last, 10, 11 years. So just an opportunity for those guys to come to the game and get a chance to go back home and see them. I don't get a chance to see a lot of family a lot, especially during the season. So, yeah, I was definitely excited that it is going to happen a little early.
Zach, a lot of guys, Kyle Hamilton yesterday talked about how they developed a relationship with you, you know, position coach. Yeah. How has it helped your defensive coordinator sort of seamless transition to coaching?
It definitely helps, man. I think just the coaching culture that we have here, man, like every coach coaches everybody. Now, obviously, when you're a position coach, you focus on your guys. But, I mean, we're a family here. So I've always, as a linebacker coach, I know the D-line, the safeties, the corners, the offensive guys. We all got a great relationship. We move on one accord. So that's definitely easier once you have that relationship. They know what type of man you are, what type of coach you are. It's easier for that transition to happen. Man, I don't think you have to change the language much at all. I mean, like I said, we've been building this system for a long, long time. I mean, since 2018, and the people that were here that are at other places, they'll tell you it's like the game plan gonna change week to week. So based off what you do is basically how we're gonna play you. So I don't really think that's an advantage or something that we think about a lot. We just gonna do what we do and play how we play.
With the play calling, how comfortable do you feel a few practices in now calling plays? And how did you practice before practices started calling plays?
It's taking it day by day. You definitely get more comfortable. I think Coach does a great job. Coach Harbaugh does a great job of putting us in these game-like situations, even as play callers and as coaches. I mean, we always do move the ball. We do call it periods where there is no script. You have to call it and you have to think on the fly and use your play calling sheet. And just how I prepare, man, just go back and when I'm watching the film or watching games from last year, just looking how I would call it, looking at the situation, trying to put myself in those shoes. And then just before practice, just reviewing my play call sheet and just trying to play out scenarios in my head that could possibly come up.
Zach, do you remember as a player if you ever got a play call from the coordinator and you're like, man, I wish I could go play right now?
definitely. I mean, when you're a player, you think that you know. A lot of times, you think you got all the answers. You're like, man, we could do this, we could do that. And but when you step back and you become a coach and you become a play caller, you kind of see the bigger picture of things. You're not just thinking about just your one particular area or position that you're playing. You take a step back and think about the whole game.
Zach, Kyle Hamilton, first team all pro a year ago. He did so many things. What is his next step? Do you have him do more? Do you have him more deep this year? How do you deploy him?
I mean, man, Kyle Hamilton, the ultimate chess piece, man. I think he's one of the top players in the league. My goal for him is to, you know, one day win a defensive MVP here of the league. I think he's that type of talent. He has that type of work ethic. He's that type of person. Like I said, the thing about him being the ultimate chess piece, depending on what the offense does, he could play anywhere. He could play safety, deep safety, box safety. He could play corner. He could play nickel. He could play backer. He could even play outside linebacker, too. And you guys know he could rush the passer. So, The thing that you appreciate about Kyle Hamilton is he works at it. He's a smart player, so he can handle all the different volume that you get him. And I think he's eager going into his third year to do more. So we'll see.
Zach, with that in mind, identifying a number three or a third safety go with Zach or with Kyle and with Marcus Williams that you can deploy Kyle on different ways. Is that a priority for you right now in terms of your internal options? Seeing who can maybe emerge to replace Geno Stone role with
the area? Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, the with Kyle being the ultimate chess piece, like the third safety position is important. I feel like we got some great in-house candidates that are working their butts off since day one, man. So we're excited. They had a good first 3 days of practice, and so we're excited to see where it goes. But yeah, that position is important.
Kind of like maybe alert. How do you feel going into that first
Man, it was funny because Coach was talking about this the other day, and he said everybody in this league is good, and if you're not prepared and you're not doing things the right way, you'll lose and get your butt kicked by anybody in this league. So yeah, you respect the guys. We understand, respect the team, the quarterbacks, the coordinators that we're going to face as a defense. But we honestly believe if we prepare the right way, we play how we're supposed to play, it's not going to really matter, you know, who we're playing or when we're playing them. I definitely take inspiration from that, just playing the position. I mean, all those guys you named, D'Amico Ryans, Mike Vrabel, Tonio Pierce, those guys are great players. I grew up watching those guys. And I just think the linebacker position, you're in the middle of the defense. You have to be able to understand what's going on up front, understand what's going on behind you, understand what's going on beside you in the run game and in the pass game. So you have to be – you in all those meetings. They say run game meeting, linebackers in there. We say pass game meeting, linebackers in there, okay? Protection meeting – blitz meeting, linebackers in there. So you everywhere. You have to have a grasp of the whole defense and how it fits together, because you're in the middle of it. And you have to execute a lot of jobs, and you also have to get everybody lined up, because when people want to know the call, the people want to know where they got to go, they're gonna look at you just like how they look at Roquan Smith now. Man, it's good. I mean, me and Ro, we built a great relationship since he got here. We continue to build on it. I know he knows how I roll. I know how he roll. We're comfortable talking to each other, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts with one another. We respect one another. And so it's easier, man, for real. And when you have a guy like Roquan Smith in your building, like everybody has preached time and time again, I mean, he's one of the best players in the league, one of the best humans walking this earth. And then when you have one of your best players being one of your best workers, I mean, everybody else looks at that and gets inspired, not just players, just coaches and everybody in the building. So, you know, him still being here is a blessing for all of us.
Zach, I feel like the last few years on the sideline, you know, you're a really animated, passionate coach. Yeah. I'm just looking at you with two practices. Yeah. It's a little bit different when you're recording.
Yeah, I got to calm myself down a little bit, because, you know, now after a play, I celebrate. Now I got to get ready to get the next call. Like, I can't celebrate too hard. Like, previous years, I'm just listening, waiting to hear the call. But now now everybody's looking at me like, what's the call? What's the call? So I got to have to keep it, you know, mild tone now. I'm still going to express my excitement when the time is right. But I definitely have to be aware of that, because things get moving quick, and you have to be planning ahead. All right, you got the call. What's the next call you thinking? Okay, what's the down disc? What situation? What have you done before? What do you want to do next? So you definitely have to be more conscious. So it won't be as much animations on the sideline as previous, but you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the sideline. Man, it's been great, man. Trent been great since day one, and nothing has changed. Like, the thing I loved about Trent when he first got here, we kind of knew, talking, you know, to the people at Clemson and people close to him through the draft process, that this dude's a hard worker. He's competitive. He's going to do whatever he needs to do to continue to get better every single day. And he did that, man. Even last year when he knew the situation he was in, probably wasn't going to play a lot, which he didn't. He came in every day prepared like a starter. All right, so now you look at the situation where he's in a role now where he got a chance to compete for the starting job. Man, he's even working even harder, which is crazy, because he was already going 100%. So I've been real impressed with him. He's looked good these first 3 days. He's been here the whole offseason program. You know, you could see the difference in him. Guys like him, Tavius Robinson, Malik Ham, all these second-year players that, you know, from their rookie year, they starting to take that jump, which is exciting to see as a coach. Not necessarily. I mean, we've had those conversations before, Honestly, we haven't really had much time to really just sit down. Now, some of the casual conversations have happened maybe at like the combine, but not nothing too in depth. Like I said, I think the good thing about it is just relationship that we've had, that I've had with obviously Mike McDonald, Wink, when he was here when I was working, and even Dean Pease. I got an inside look to see like how they broke the game down all in their own different way. You know, how they saw the game, how they thought about calling it, and their, how they broke down their call sheet. So I just took those nuggets from those guys and tried to mix it in with my thoughts.
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited about Nate, man. Nate's a hard worker. He's great in the classroom. He's a real smart football player. And then the athletic ability speaks for itself. Like, obviously, he's still young. He's still got a lot to learn and a lot to work on. But if he continues to work hard like how he's working in the classroom and on the field, I'm really excited about what he's going to be able to do for us this year. I appreciate it.